now more than ever, people need to go within and plug into that cellular memory, plug into divine source, detach as much as possible from the matrix. Hello again, everybody. This is James Bartley, and you're watching and listening to the Cosmic Switchboard Show. Today, my very special guest is Judith Quoba. Judith is an old friend of the Cosmic Switchboard Show. She really needs no further introduction, and we're just kind of continuing the discussion we had on Judith's show the other night. Now she's returned the favor and is on the Cosmic Switchboard Show. So really just continuing the same conversation. Without any further ado, Judith, welcome back to the Cosmic Switchboard Show.
Yeah, thank you, James. Thanks for inviting me. And yeah, I hope we will bring some light into the confusion and understand certain things a little bit better.
Well, one of those things that people need to have a better understanding of in general, and particularly in the so-called truth movement, is the nature of magic, the nature of black magic in particular. A lot of confusion surrounding the subject. And as we know, all warfare is based on deception, Sun Tzu. So please, you have the floor, Judith.
Yeah. So when we think about black magic, many people have this image in their mind of the scary dark wizard, and he's fiddling with his potions and doing the dark spells and so on and so forth. Yeah, there's that as well, but it's predominantly useful for Hollywood movies. So in reality, it is actually very simple. What the black magicians, the dark occultists, are interested in is that you buy into a false reality, yeah? Because the root of dark magic is deception. And that means it is not predominantly there to harm others. No, the primary goal is to drag you into that false reality, accept it. And by accepting it and acting on it, what you believe now, you become a dark agent yourself. That is the goal. And I guess whoever likes to look back now, let's say the last 2 years, yeah, you can definitely pinpoint who has become a dark agent, yeah, in terms of friends, family members, whatever it might be. And yeah, that is how it works. It's actually very, very simple. And once the populace has bought into that false narrative, has fallen prey to the dark occultists and dark magicians, you can basically stir them anyway. Anywhere you want, yeah.
A classic example of that is the spell casting generated from the television. Just how easy it is to program these people, how malleable their minds are. Somebody said to me in the recent past, they used the term Play-Doh minds, you know, the children's Play-Doh that they play with and make shapes out of. And when talking about the malleability of the brains and minds of people all over the world, my friend said something about, yes, they have Play-Doh minds. And that is absolutely correct. The narrative can shift and take twists and turns and contradict itself again and again. It just doesn't seem to matter anymore, because that initial acquiescence to the deception, the path of least resistance for them was just to continue on in that vein rather than stop and question themselves and everything else. So now we're seeing on a massive, completely insane level, like male swimmers dominating female swimmers in competitions. And no one's supposed to comment on that negatively, because it's a hate crime or whatever. That's an example of this bizarre acquiescence, magic spells in action.
And I have to say, for the girls in swimming or any other female athlete, if you accept this, if you are still competing against a biological male who feels he is a woman, you're a nut job, okay? And you don't deserve any better. The only correct action would have been that all women walk out of the contest and let that little guy who feels he is a woman do the contest himself.
What we've also seen, especially the last few decades, and progressively more and more on television and cinema, is the introduction, if you will, of more and more occult themes, ancient themes, Babylonian themes. It's mixed in with music videos, it's mixed in with musical extravaganza performances at the Super Bowl, what have you. So many of these performances, like Madonna's performances, they're tinged with all this occultism and esoterica. And so they get them in by the deception, the acquiescence, and then they introduce that aspect. And did you want to comment on that as well?
Yeah, of course. I mean, the entire Hollywood, can we say agenda? But the entire Hollywood crowd is, leading you into a dystopian nightmare. That is what it is. The other day, I read an article that said that Ashton Kutcher now and his wife, and they do not bathe the baby every day and themselves. And experts think there is something to it. They are onto something. So now you are slowly getting introduced to, you cannot shower every day. It's not good for the planet. No. No matter how crappy you feel, no matter how hot it is. But these are the first steps to make it, to make it appealing. And once, and again, if you buy that story, and once they have everything on the smart grid, guess what? There will be no water coming out of the shower the second day. Maybe you will be allowed to shower every third day or every, I don't know. But I guess definitely not every day. And I don't know how about you, James, but I don't feel very comfortable if I cannot clean myself in the morning. And if it's an especially hot day, okay, I take a second shower, I admit it. And maybe a third, who knows?
Everything they intend for everything to be rationed and then eventually just completely eradicated, and they'll tie it in, as you said, with a social credit score, everything put into play in a little application on one's phone, and ownership of a phone at that point, it will be basically compulsory, right? If they don't outright say that they're going to implant them anyway. The thing about the Hollywood also is, you can see how little control these Hollywood stars and great A-listers and B-listers, how little control they have of their lives, how they can be made to sit up and beg like circus animals in order to advance this agenda. And you're right, the climate change agenda is coming back in full force, and so many things now are being ascribed to climate change. Even people having heart attacks, right, is now due to climate change. And again, it always cycles back to that willingness to accept the deception and not have enough self-worth to step back and say, no, none of this makes sense.
Another good example is just recently I read an article that male sperm count is going down because you are eating meat. Because a study suggests that you are having protein poisoning. No, yeah, it cannot have anything to do with, the Jamba Juice. No, 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 no. No, it's because you are eating too much meat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder how our ancestors survived.
Oh, I know. It's like, when they would bring down like a woolly mammoth or something, they're just that much closer to extinction, right? because they all have to eat meat, poor guys, poor cave girls. But that's just an example of the lunacy that we're seeing that's been quote unquote normalized. And that combined with the shame-based, traumatic abuse that the viewers, the television viewers all over the world, and also those who are, in my estimation, dumb enough to go to the education system. I mean, I can understand the compulsory in America, kindergarten through 12, year 12, right? But then to go to further submit yourself to more lobotomizing Marxism that you have to pay for in the schools, that to me never made sense. So that combined with the hormone adjusters that you were talking about in the water, in the food, the feminizing chemicals, we're seeing a level of acquiescence. Like, I just saw this video on BitChute the other day. It was a CCTV camera, a video showing kids, and they looked to me to be late high school, maybe, college, but more likely late high school, year 11, year 12. And they were running laps in a school gym. And one of the kids keeled over, a boy keeled over with a heart attack. And the other kids just kept jogging and walking around in circles, for minutes. Nobody ran to see what was going on with this boy, right? And that's what they've done to this facsimile of a human race. They've removed everything, integrity, courage. They will continue to come up with the most absurd, transparent lies. But the acquiescence on the one hand, and the cowardice, the moral cowardice, to even question themselves, let alone question out loud what's going on, that's what we're seeing. It's spell casting, and it's people that are spellbound.
Yeah. And the minute you buy into those absurd stories, you are a dark agent. They have established what they wanted to do. So when I said the primary goal is not to harm others, that is not to say that there is no harm. Because in that process, when you yourself turn into the dark agent and you act on that, yeah, okay, so now there will be harm. You might even harm yourself, or you might harm others because you're pushing them into something that they actually do not want to do, and which results in psychological, physical, emotional harm. So harm is definitely part of the equation, but it's not the primary goal. The primary goal is that you're stupid enough to buy into their false reality that they have described to you, and that you go along with it. That is the primary goal, always.
It's mass-scale traumatic abuse, which splits them off, turns them into whipped curs, basically. And now it makes sense, because recently what we've been doing is going back and watching those dystopic movies, those iconic classic dystopic movies from the 1970s, like Soylent Green and Logan's Run and what have you. And
yeah, one, you and me.
Yes. And one thing that jumps out at you is the citizenry. They're so thoughtless and they're so controlled. It's their thinking is in such a narrow bandwidth that if anyone like verbalizes something that deviates slightly out of that little focused narrative, everyone just looks at the person and like, you know, what's wrong with you? How could you say something like that? And this is what we see now with the social justice warriors, with the Twitterverse, and everyone just jumping up and screaming when someone, some actor actually has a conscience and says something on Twitter, they just all pounce on him or her. So that's part of that kind of high. And now it's fully turned into a hive consciousness, Judith. There's no individual consciousness left amongst the masses of these people. And what's also interesting and, you know, somewhat alarming too, is we're 2 years into this now, and we're starting to see the baneful effects of, you know, the jungle juice, right? Let's call it. We're seeing people that just aren't there anymore, that, you know, they don't really talk much anymore. They've gone through abrupt personality changes. They've become withdrawn and sullen. And so many of them are constantly ill too, right? Constantly ill. And some of them are dropping, right? Many of them are dropping. So we're in that stage now, in that iconic movie state of the 1970s and 1960s, when society is going through a complete like reduction.
Yeah. And this black magic, because we started the show with us. So we are now in a time that is called the occult season of sacrifice. So this goes back to very, very ancient times. It is a very distorted belief system. At its core, it has that humans, sacrifices have to be done, preferably human sacrifices, so that the blood will fertilize the soil, and to make sure that the earth is producing food, which is total nonsense. The earth does not need your or anyone's blood to produce food. Yes, the observation that, let's say, you had a huge battlefield, a lot of people died there. Yes, of course, the blood, it has minerals and all sorts of course, the earth is fertile afterwards. But that is not, you know, that observation, although it is correct, it is not that the earth needs that so that it can sustain life. That's very unscientific. But it's funny enough, it's coming from those who are always telling you, follow the science, follow the science.
It's always been a dark priesthood. If you look at the Mel Gibson movie Apocalypto, it was a classic example. That was a young couple in love, and no, we're not part of your cult. We don't acquiesce. You don't need to kill us in order to make the crops grow next season, right? So they took off. And then you know, that classic short story by Shirley Jackson called The Lottery, which was made into an episode in the old Twilight Zone show in America, where every year prior to the harvest, these villagers would draw up a lottery, and whoever lost was stoned to death by the other villagers. And they did this every year in order to ensure a bountiful harvest, right? And then we see this with the druids and what have you. I mean, of course, it's nonsense. It's just totally reptilian, Draco nonsense, but such is the mind control and the fear they exert. But what do we see now, Judith? We're seeing a mass sacrifice all across the board, a mass sacrifice. So, you know, when we think we're watching Apocalypto. Yeah, that happened way back then. We couldn't possibly happen like that now. On the contrary,
it's been happening. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. And okay, the start of that season is somewhat contested. I know that some say it is 22nd of March, which corresponds, of course, with the skull and bone numbers. And others say it's 19th of March. Yes, it is a 40-day period of time. So if you start counting from 22nd of March, then yes, it is 40 days until 1st May, when it ends, Walpurgisnacht. Yeah, so I will not quarrel about that. Yeah, if it's the 19th or the 22nd, the fact is a lot of things happened on the 19th of March as well. For instance, I guess was it Libya that was attacked on that day? Or was it April? I can't recall, but definitely Titanic sank on that day, and shock and awe that was kicked off on the 19th of March. So sometimes they start a little bit early. The only thing I want the audience to remember, it starts around the spring equinox and it ends on 1st of May. It's the midpoint of, you could say the ancient only had two seasons. The season of life, where you can plant and harvest food, when the sun was there, I'm talking about the Northern Hemisphere, and the season of death, when it's dark, when there's winter, and if you have not prepared for that time, then okay. So 1st of May is the midpoint, yeah? And so there it ends. It does not mean that during the year, there are not other dates. I mean, 9/11, yeah. there are more dates like this, but this season is especially, something to watch. And it does not always have to be such a big event. Let's say Columbine school shooting, Boston Marathon, and other events have taken place during that time as well. So it doesn't have to be, you know, something like 9/11 all the time. I think personally what is going on right now is even more gruesome than 9/11. It's just because it's scattered all around the earth. It does not appear so massive. But if you count the losses, yeah, in terms of life, in terms of finances, in terms of loss of livelihood and what have you, the people that died of hunger because of stupid policies that were implemented, yeah. I would say this, what we are going through right now, is even a bigger event than 9/11.
Yes, it seems that conditions are being created to do on a planetary scale what happened with the mass famine in Ukraine in the early 1930s, right? The Holodomor, just millions and millions of people. The collectivization, taking away their farms, leaving them with nothing, and they just all starved to death, millions and millions and millions of people. So what they want is a whole planet of that happening. And, you know, besides being malnourished, so many of them are sick anyway. So we're going to see, and that in itself, it's a continuous form of sacrifice to the dark gods, if you will. because it's ongoing, it's continuous. The family is torn, broken up, can't see each other. All this resentment amongst family members, the breaking up and the splitting up of the families. And you said like May 1st, right? Like Maypole, that whole period, Imbol, and some key high days. And when people split hairs about, oh, when does this start? When is Candlemas, et cetera, not every coven or cult celebrates these high days on the exact same day. I mean, there is variation amongst, the various covens. So, you know, when people split hairs about things like that, it really doesn't mean anything. But the things that have happened in that time frame have really sped up the agenda. I mean, you look at Oklahoma City, April 19th, you look at Waco, Texas, which is also April 19th. Yeah. So that whole time frame is kind of setting the stage, setting the tone, if you will, for, and when you look at it from the standpoint of the equinox, the vernal equinox, right? It's spring. It's leading up to the harvest. And that's the inside joke. When they take over these charismatic Christian denominations and they said, let's have a big harvest festival. Okay. This goes back to like, you know, Shirley Jackson's novel, you know, The Lottery, and people drawing lots. And then whoever loses, they're the sacrifice for the harvest. Right. And so it just, again, it varies from cult to cult. The Aztecs wanted to keep the sun coming up, so they kept cutting hearts out of people. So they have their own variations, but it's all the same reptilian control system that's at work. And yeah, so I'm also interested in the September-November timeframe of the, you know, this current year and the next, because from a magical perspective, getting back to the magical aspect to it, that's a key period of time.
Yeah, and this key period that we are experiencing now, with the correct rituals and sacrifices, they try to ensure that whatever they want to accomplish can be done later on in the year. And usually that starts transpiring during autumn. Yeah, that's correct. There is a direct connection to that.
Mm-hmm. Again, you know, on this magical perspective theme, and the way that they've used their magic to just so mesmerize people, we have this so-called president in Ukraine who was, you know, a pole dancer, basically, right? Homoerotic pole dancer, you know, male porn star, I guess. But it's part of the inside joke that they put in our faces, but please continue.
Yeah, and I mean, we do the same thing. What do you think is May dancing? May dancing about the phallus.
Yeah, the maypole, yes.
Yeah, it's male phallus. That is the symbol, the maypole, and it's an ancient fertility rite. So in a country that is allegedly a Christian country, and so why are, or, you know, Valentine's Day, Easter, Halloween, Christmas, my goodness, make a research how dark, the roots of those, holidays really are. Personally, I don't care if you want to celebrate Christmas, Easter, whatever. I don't care. Yeah, I'm done with it. For me personally, I'm totally. If you come to my house during Easter or Christmas, you would not know that it is this. You would not see one item that reminds anybody of Christmas or Easter. So that is how I have decided it for myself. What anybody else does is their business.
Yes, and where do we go from here as far as what do you think the big magical act will be? What is it, the magic revealing that's going to be happening at some point? Is there some kind of grand finale? Because we already see where it's going, the trending of mass extinction and famine in the not too distant future. It's mm-hmm. How do they top that, right?
Yeah, the grand finale, I don't know. I don't, is that when they have wiped out the majority of the people living here? I don't know, because I do not have direct access to those societies and people. I only can study it and I can research it, but I do not have direct access. So I could not tell you what is really their end goal. When and where is the point when you are satisfied? Will it be when you have installed your Antichrist figure and everything is settled now, who is going to be the head honcho of the New World Order and who is taking the biggest slice? Will it be that point? Or will it be when your so-called gods are walking this earth again? I don't know. I cannot tell you, but I have to say, I definitely have a feeling that it will get a lot worse before it gets better. And another thing that is probably on the table, we will see, and it would really freak me a little bit out if it happened during the season of sacrifice, and that is when China starts acting up. Yeah, to me, the entire Taiwan situation is not closed, settled, or whatever. So there is that possibility. And we also see that, you know, all these sanctions that are going on against Russia, oh boy, we are shooting ourselves so in the foot. Yeah. Now they have banned Russian diamonds. Yeah, all good and fine. But it's not predominantly, you know, jewelry and earrings and what have you. Don't you know that we need diamonds for drilling? And that most of the diamonds are coming from out of that region? So for drilling purposes, we no longer need drilling? No. So everything that is going on is so absurd. And the fact that they managed to sell it to the people, you know, as, oh, I have a clean conscience. I just paid $15 for a gallon of gas, but I clean conscience. Oh my goodness. Yeah. But there again, yeah, you bought into the false reality, you have become a dark agent yourself.
And we're seeing the instantaneous results, the instant karma of such ignorance. Are you able to hear me okay? Because I see myself freezing a little bit once in a while.
No.
Oh, good.
On my end, everything is fine.
Oh, good. Like, for example, and people have made fun of it, and there is some, I guess, dark humor to it, is a lot of these liberals, a lot of these wannabe socialists, they've volunteered to be, I guess, part of Ukraine's Foreign Legion, right? And you've probably heard about this. They take selfies of themselves. They post it on Reddit, the selfies at these military training camps. They don't bother to turn off their cell phones or, you know, disable them or leave them somewhere. And so what the Russians do is they figure out their location and, you know, using the information from the selfies and people leaving on their cell phones. And they did a missile attack on the training base and wiped out a bunch of people. So these are people that were influenced by Twitter. They were influenced by TikTok. They think they can't differentiate between a video game, right, and someone shooting real missiles at you. That's the kind of insanity that we're seeing. And if at this point it hasn't dawned on people that there's a non-human intelligence behind this, for example, the simple fact that this civilization seems to be doing everything possible to make itself extinct, right? To not survive, which would make it unique in the animal and even the insect world. Like, I can't think of a single species that's not interested in maintaining its own survival, right? But, you know, the human race seems to be doing that, or something else is going on, right? And that something else that's going on, in my estimation, is this total alien, largely reptilian, but other races doing all of this stuff, making us essentially just kill each other and wipe each other out.
Yeah. And so what I see happening here, I don't know where it is, where you are, people start panic buying. Yeah. Usually, when you go to the store, there will be no flour, no sugar, no, pasta is still there. But you see the first steps here, because for a long, long time here in Germany, they have maintained full shelves the entire time. Yeah, okay. Of course, we had the toilet paper crisis. And wasn't that funny, that at end of March, I guess it was in the same season of sacrifice. Everybody knew 2020 to go and buy toilet paper. So, and when they tell you, suffer for democracy, yeah, you have to tighten your belt, virtue signaling. You might want to take the bus going to work now, and the WEF just said, you should introduce sustainable diets, so eat more lentils, and because the meat is not good for you anyhow, and you get protein poisoning, and so meaning they're trying to sell you a scarcity, and that scarcity is a good thing because you have a clean conscience. And but hungry people are dangerous. More governments have fallen because of hunger than any other thing. So what they are doing there is highly explosive and volatile, and it's hard to predict how that will end.
Well, it could be a Mad Max scenario because, like, if you look at the worst of the Soviet excesses, Ukraine, Holodomor, what happened in the gulags, where cannibalism was rampant, people in the gulags that were unable to defend themselves, young, a woman. Gangs would set upon them and eat them, right? So that's not, beyond the pale. It's foolish to suggest something like that would never happen again when we've seen it in the past, in the not too distant past, by the way. And famine we know has hit parts of Africa in over the last 30, 40 years. We've seen the mass starvation there. So with the calculated breakdown of the distribution chains, how much money it costs to fill up a trucker's full fuel tank, how prohibitive that makes it to move around goods and foodstuffs. That's going to be, and the way they're still pumping liquidity into the system, the quantitative easing, further deflating the value of the currency, right? So, yeah, we're seeing right in our face now, in the fuel pumps, in the stores, and we're noticing the gaps in the shelves of the major supermarket chains. Like you said, yeah. there's a lot of things, especially the meat department. We just talked about meat a moment ago. It's if you don't get there by a certain point in time, a lot of the choice meats, what have you, they'll be gone, right? So you're conditioning people.
I personally do not eat meat, so I do not have that problem. But, you know, it's a staple food for other people. And I'm not in the mood to try to dictate to other people what they can and cannot eat. Everybody has to make that decision for him or herself. And yeah, but... And it is so, the deception goes even deeper. You think you are freezing or you are starving for freedom and democracy. But the fact is, just the other day, Ukraine, Zelensky has banned all opposition parties, and especially the one that had a real chance running against him and making it. So that is not a hallmark of democracy. Yeah, if you start shutting down your opponents, that is what Russia does as well with their opposition. Yeah, they are constantly in and out of jail. Yeah, and yeah, plus they have started to implement what is a social credit system. Yeah, exactly. So if you think you are doing this in the name of democracy and freedom, you have been fooled. You have been turned into a dark agent. And yes, war is horrible. War is messy, nobody wants it, but please, the dark occultists always will fiddle on your emotions. They stir you via emotions. So please step out of emotional reactions and try to stay balanced during this time as best as you can. There is no sense in cheering one side on, yeah, because at the end of the day, both sides want the same, the biggest chunk of the New World Order. Yeah. That is what it is all about. And then when you go into the bloodline families and so on and so forth, and you boil it down even further, then yeah, we are looking at a family feud. Yeah. No, they have to battle it out. Who's going to be the number one?
It's always been like that. It's the wars of gods and men, the Alpha Draconians and the Orion Wars and the Reptilians all battling, and Reptilians fighting Reptilians. So is it any wonder that here on this planet, the Reptilian Draco human hybrids, they vie for control? Because if anyone understands reptilian psychology, our complex thinking, it's all about being the alpha. It's being the alpha and eliminating all rivals. To neutralize them is a threat, doing whatever it takes to do that. So, yes, all these rulers of these nation states that are all part of this big corporate conglomerate, basically, they all want to be the CEO of the whole planet. And that's the way that I look at it, right? You know, what's interesting with Putin is, let's take the notion that he is the villain that everyone in the media, the controlled media, is painting him as, right? From the standpoint of a New World Order perspective, oh, he's in on it. But there may be element that if, you know, you take that as a given, he really is a villain. He's really in this for New World Order control. maybe there's an element within him saying, well, these other guys in this play, they seem to be taking this a little too seriously, right? Because now they're openly calling to kill me. It's like they don't seem to want me to just retire in grace and in peace, right? But see, that's very reptilian. You see this in the Roman Empire, where, you know, these emperors only lived so long because someone was always trying to assassinate them. Brothers fighting against brothers, and all these different claimants to the crown, these brothers, second cousins.
And you know what? That is why they introduced so-called democracy. Because when you look at it, you will find almost always by important heads of state, you will find a connection to the bloodline families or to the aristocracy, and no matter how you slice it. And exactly what you said. They had infighting, you know, brothers killed brothers because they wanted to be sitting on this throne and not their firstborn. So, that has been going on for quite a while. And then they came up with the idea, you know what, all of us can rule a little bit. We tell the peasants it's democracy. We give them a little piece of paper where they can mark which person they are voting for. And so we have 4 years, maybe 8 years, or in here, Merkel was here for 16 years. I can't believe that. Yeah, okay. So that way we do not have to kill each other off. We can all rule a little bit. And we tell the peasants it's just wonderful. Because remember, real slavery is a little bit expensive. Meaning you have to house them. They need some shelter. If you have real slaves, let's say on your farm or wherever, they need to eat, they need to drink, and they also need food and clothing. Of course, it will not be the best, but if you do not do that, then you will not have a lot of fun with your slaves. Yeah, they will die off pretty quickly. So the better idea is you are no longer slaves. You're all free now. And now you can compete on the open market about the low wage jobs. But you are free. Plus, we give you a little piece of paper to give you the illusion that you have something to say here. And every 4 or 5 years, you can make your vote and then things will change. Yeah, right.
Again, it goes back to that accepting the deception, swallowing it whole, as it were. Now, some people are arguing that with so many people crashing, to use a computer term, right, it'll be impossible to hide. But that they don't reckon on the crass stupidity and the mesmerizing effect of television and all this other stuff on those, you know, those people that have been treated that are still around. They've hung around this long, right? Some of them are going to linger for a few more years, their health steadily declining, but they're still going to not be oblivious of this mass die-off all around them. Just because everyone's dying all around them or disappearing or having heart attacks, it's an assumption to think these people ever wake up from that. They haven't woken up from it yet. Why should they? You know, I just talked about how this kid keeled over in the gym and all these other kids just running circles around his prone body. I mean, not one person goes to help him, right? There's no humanity in that. And I'm not fighting for those kids who just abandoned one of their own, didn't bother to check on them. Who would want to fight for them? Right? I'm not. Mm-hmm. So it's we're talking about a splitting off of humanity, and also the we're several months into now the advent of the so-called, I hate to use the term, but it's very popular these days, graphene babies, right? I mean, these graphene babies, they try to crawl at 2 months, right? They have no, a lot of them have no sclera, no whites of their eyes. Their eyes are all black. They seem to prematurely age. They have coordination and muscle control at an early age, you know, sitting up and standing up and other things. So when you consider that through the placental connection, they've absorbed everything that the mother has, all the graphene, all the hydrogel, all the nano operating systems, and the fact that they're patented, because everyone who got the treatments, as you know, is they come under a patent. And the way they work this corporate law, any child they beget, they have, is part of that patent process as well. So we're definitely seeing this branching off now of the human race, because technically, and this is what the corporations are saying, no, they're not human anymore. They took the treatment. They belong to us now, right, is what they're saying openly. So we're seeing a whole new species, subspecies created right before our eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what goes along with it is that we have, in general, very, very weak governments, weak, weak leaders. I mean, I've never been a fan of governments, but I find it really puzzling. I mean, as Masaki said, it's the ultimate humiliation ritual. You put in a demented president, and here in Germany, the kindergarten that is running around there like headless chicken. I mean, this is unbelievable. That the amount of incompetence is wow. So I don't think that is a coincidence that we have these weak governments, these really confused people allegedly running the show. And what do you think? Is that a coincidence that right at this point we are dealing with these idiots?
Well, it's par for the course for such a reptilian, alien-controlled world where everything is an inversion. What you describe, the world political scene, it's a clown show. It's a sadistic clown show. You have this pole dancer, Zelensky. You have Digital Joe, who can't even, say anything comprehensible. Right? Because Ukraine has been a place where human trafficking, just scooping up all these females and children off the streets, has been going on since at least the fall of the Soviet Union. That's what's been going on. And they'd wind up, those poor girls and kids would wind up in Dubai and other places, you know, Qatar and all over the world, Macau. Mm-hmm. So there's another aspect to Ukraine too. Just as Cuba was the fiefdom for U.S. transnationals and organized crime, right? They had the whole country of Cuba was one big casino, hotel casino, to organize crime at one point. And so when I think of Ukraine, I think the Pelosi crime family, the Biden crime family, the Clinton crime family, they've all got their hooks into the energy companies and the minerals and, you know, what have you over there, the uranium. So they've, the same way the mob had control of Cuba for a while. So it's a similar dynamic, right? And again, it goes back to that infighting against, you know, reptile families, one against the other, who wants to be the boss. And what they've done, it shows their contempt, the reptilians' contempt for the human race, that they would actually install these sadistic clowns like Zelensky and Biden as these puppet leaders, right? When they have no power at all, except whatever power they receive from their masters. They're really nothings, right? But they put them in front of us as a form of daily humiliation. That we have to look at these clowns. Like Biden was just saying, he was scolding the ruler of China, making all these threats, right? It's like, it's the last thing we need is Digital Joe making all these threats to a country that's far more powerful than America at this point, especially militarily. So please, I'd like your thoughts on anything. In the few minutes we got left in this segment, we got a lot more to talk about.
I have to say I'm a little bit disappointed. I expected a little bit more from people, but here we are cheering on one side of a war. We still don't get it. Yeah, there are no good guys in war. There is always a hidden agenda that is not talked about. There are always, in the long run. And look how we are getting conditioned right now. Yeah, we are being prepared mentally for scarcity, food shortages, and what have you, the whole nine yards. And that people, how many years have you been trying to wake up people? How many years? So I don't know. Was it worth it? Was it fruitful? I'm not saying nobody is waking up, but when I look at the emotional reactions and how people are willing to be stirred into a direction that is detrimental to themselves, I'm shocked. I'm a little bit shocked. But here we are.
Yeah, it's that magic spell that we were talking about at the outset. Mm-hmm. Well, we've had an interesting first segment with our guest, Judith Kwoba. We'll provide links to all of her platforms because, like ourselves at the Cosmic Switchboard Show, we've only got so many strikes left, So this is why people should diversify and start getting on other platforms and move away from such a controlled platform where you won't have to tap dance and tiptoe through verbal minefields so you don't say anything by mistake. So, Judith has got a number of other platforms and we'll have links to all of them. Anyhow, we've reached the end of the first segment with our guest, Judith Kwoba. If you like what we do, if you believe in what we do, please go to thecosmicswitchboard.com, sign up and become a member, and we'll see you at the top of the next segment.